Today I want to talk about being known by God. You know, this past week, you know, I was a pallbearer, my sister-in-law's funeral. I'm looking at all this stuff and talking to people, and man, I don't know about you, but I need Jesus Christ. And I want to be known by God. Oh, he knows me, but I want to get involved. I want to get in deep. And Jesus says in John 14, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" "You want to go to heaven?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Lord, we come before you. You are the way. You are the truth. You are the life. Many will say, that's kind of exclusive. No. That includes everybody who humbles himself before you, seeks forgiveness of their sins, and gives their life over to you, O Lord. As I said before, Lord, you did not create hell for mankind, but for the demons and Satan. Man goes there when we're deceived and don't open our hearts to you. And I pray for every heart in this room and every person, Lord God. I know we can say, I know these scriptures. I've been hearing these verses since I first went to church. Let us resist that mindset. And let us allow you to speak to us today, Lord God. Show us, as you have me this past week, where have I not allowed you full control of areas of my life, Lord? Pray that you would move powerfully today and speak to us in your name. Amen. You know, as we know, life is full of good times and bad times, ups and downs. Like, today is December 1st. A lot has happened in my life on December 1st. My best friend in high school, Brinker, his birthday's today. We celebrated both of our birthdays a few weeks ago. I got engaged to Melody Dockstader on December 1st, 1979. And also, in 2005, I had the honor to be with my mom as she went home to be with the Lord, just her and I in the hospital room. So a lot of things happen this time of year. We always have ups and downs in life, which is why we need to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. And one thing I realize, people need to celebrate. People need to have fun. I mean, I can't believe the amount of money people spend on Halloween. Now, my neighbor had a real cool thing. He had a bunch of skeletons hanging off their house. Now, I'm not into the occult or anything, but it was really funny. So, you know, you see this, and you go, wow, your house is falling apart, but you spent $1 million on skeletons. Nothing says Christmas to me like Santa blown up to a large degree, right? I really like the one where he's riding a Harley. But I get it. We need to celebrate. It's okay to celebrate the season. It's okay. We all need to be joyful. But the fact of the matter is, this is short-lived. Don't you all love to decorate for Christmas? Well, females especially, I guess. But then comes December 26th. And when my kids were young, December 26th, down. Christmas is over. Tree, I've learned graciously, I can even wait to January 1st now. We need to be joyful. That's why there's substance abuse. That's why there's pornography. That's why there's indulging in eating and etc. Because we want to get happy. But you can't get happy outside of Jesus Christ. Not long term. Let's step back in this season and let's reflect. You know, December 25th, your struggles don't disappear. Sorry, I've watched Scrooge. The best Christmas movie ever isn't Die Hard. It's Muppet's Christmas Carol. Okay? I'm sorry. All of a sudden, December 25th doesn't come and you're richer than rich and you just everything just goes away. No. But the thing I want to talk about today is the path to eternal celebration is through the truth of Jesus Christ. First point I want to talk about, overwhelming peace. The one thing I remember when I finally gave my life to the Lord, when I said, forgive me, God, come into my life, Jesus, I'm yours, is skyrockets didn't go off, but I had peace. I had a peace inside of me that I had not previously known. Why? I was right with the one who created me. You are created to be used by God for his glory. When I said, yes, Lord, I am yours, there was a peace that couldn't be shaken. Now, when Jesus was saying, I'm the way, the truth, and life, you got to look at the context. The disciples were in turmoil because Jesus has just announced to them, hey, one of you is a traitor. And he had just said to Peter, yeah, you're going to deny me three times. That shook them up. And he had just got done saying to them in John 13:33, oh yeah, I'm going to be leaving you too. So they were in turmoil. You know, their world was falling apart. You know, in the word, and in verse 1, the word believe, where verse 1 says, let not your hearts be troubled, believe in God, believe also in me. It is not the English word believe. Even the demons believe and tremble. It doesn't mean I am going to heaven because I believe Jesus exists. It means commit your life to. It means have faith in. It means, you know, I'm Jesus. It doesn't just mean, yeah, I believe because one of the heresies that's out there is Jesus died for the sin of man. So we're all going to heaven. That's not what the Bible says. We have to know the Bible. Acts 4, this is Jesus. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by, that was rejected by you, the builder, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. You know, I go through a week, like I spent a lot of time at my brother's this week and talking to people and stuff. But why is it that Jesus Christ isn't a common topic for conversation? Why is it that when you talk to people about Jesus, that either you're a religious fanatic, and I say, dude, I am about the unreligious person you know. And they look at me like I got 10 heads. Religion to me is, man, I got Jesus. I have a relationship with God. Jesus is the cornerstone. If you haven't fully surrendered your life to God, and as I'm talking about being known by God, I'm talking about people that don't know him. And guess what, church? I'm talking about some of us. We're dancing around the fringes and we wonder why our life isn't going better because we haven't made him the king. John 3:3, Nicodemus comes to Jesus when? At night, so people can't see him. I had a guy once tell me, because I dated Mel, 4 days later, her mom brought me to the Lord, you're just brainwashed. It was an older friend of mine. Okay. Then why did he call me decades later when he had marriage problems? Or my friend Brinker, he may be watching. I hope he is, man. I love my man. He needs Jesus in his life. Why do people talk to you sometimes when it gets rough and not other people? Because of the truth we got to represent. And I've prayed a lot about this message. I was going to go in a different way, but I feel like this is something that God wants to talk about. Jesus said to Nicodemus, you got to be born again. That means, what does that mean? It doesn't mean born physically again. It means spiritually, I got born again. When you say, I am a sinner, come into my life, I repent, I turn the other way, I want you, God. If you don't do that, there's no way you're going to heaven. There's no single act you can do when all of a sudden you go into heaven outside of giving your life to the Lord. I still get amazed how much Jesus is frowned upon. He's laughed at, he's ridiculed and mocked. We need to believe in God and even believe in Christ. You know, the Bible tells us weeping may occur for the night, but what comes in the morning? Joy. Sometimes life just stinks, but I know joy is coming. And I love the verse in John 3:16, Jesus. I mean, come to me all who are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Even though I think I referenced the verse wrong, that's okay. It isn't a divine Holy Spirit, snap my finger and life is good. I watched that movie a couple weeks ago, Sound of Freedom. It was a good Christian movie, which is good because most of the time Christian movies bite. You know, they're just so stinking hokey that it, you know, you accept God, you're praying, all of a sudden, like I said, with facing the giants, you get a brand new pickup truck. I am in praying in the wrong woods because I still got a 2008 vehicle. I got to find the right woods to pray for, and I, boom, there it is. But you know what it means? The God of the universe gives me peace. The God of the universe gives me peace when I'm in the boat and life is tough. God is saying, I want you to know me. And God is saying to the church in 2024, getting close to 2025, let's get all in because we're going for it. God is going for it. Are you going to? Are you going to be a spectator or are you going to be a participant? We're going to close with a song that goes, because I need you, Jesus, to come to my rescue. Don't worry, I'm not going to be leading. Where else can I go? There is no other name by which I am saved. Oh, capture me with grace. I will follow you. Y'all need grace today? I've seen it moving a Hinderleiter family that's going through a tragedy, but God is touching them because they're opening up their hearts. I need Jesus. Let's reserve a room. Verse 2 and 4 says, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you what I've told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also, and you know the way to where I am going. I had me a nice hotel room in Latham, New York this week because my brother's sister-in-law works for the Marriott's and they got us a good rate. And yo, free breakfast. I love me some sausage, egg and cheese biscuits, and they were both good. I think they're like Lay's potato chips, but you can't eat just one. I mean, this room was really good. The heat didn't work. So I went to the front desk. I said, yeah, we're changing it. You don't go to the unit. There's a thing on the wall. It's called a thermostat. I said, let me try that. It's amazing newfangled things that they have in these rooms. Oh, you should see the house. You think, you know, we did some work here. You should see where I'm going when I become room temperature, man. Oh, I got a mansion in glory, and I can't wait to be there. I can't wait to go there. And you know what? It's free. The only cost is everything. When I said yes to Jesus Christ, I gave him my life. I said, God, I'm going to do this by your grace and by your glory. And you know what? When you pray that, he listens to you. He's going to put you in places that's going to shake your world. He's going to put you in places that makes you uncomfortable, which I think is amazingly gracious of him, because when you are uncomfortable, you rely on him and not yourself. That's why I want to say, where is your faith taking a risk? I am tired of playing it safe. John 3 talks to Nicodemus, you got to be born again. I'm reading a book, and I got to tell you, some of it I don't agree with, but what I read the other night rocked me. You talked about one thing that doesn't go in the American church is discipleship. We talk about home groups. We talk about everything, but do we talk about how do we disciple people from there to there? So I don't know, but I'm praying for the word for 2025 might be discipleship. I'm looking at, forgive me, programs we can do. How can we grow and help people move forward? And that's a God, you know what? I don't want to be status quo. I want to help people to grow. And sometimes that means you got to get in their face. 1 Corinthians 3. But I, brothers, could not address you as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it, and even now you are not ready for it. For you are still of the flesh, for while there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving only in a human way? He goes on to say, as we grow in the Lord, are we more excited about the Bible? You know, I watch the podcast when I'm working out and doing stuff at home. And this guy, they're doing a certain study. And he said, yeah, I found in my concordance the word righteous in 98 verses. I read all 98. Would we do that? Would we dig into, and I'm seeing other places where, say, you know what, Lord, this place is where maybe it's not just, you know, milk, but sometimes it is in my life. In my life. So God is saying, I want you to come in deeper. I'm not looking to discourage you today, but I'm looking to encourage you that God is saying, I want to give you more, but we have to do the part. It's not osmosis, you know, where all of a sudden you wake up and boom, you're it. It's kind of like, you know, if you want to get in better shape, you don't just wake up and run a marathon. Sometimes you run from here to that speaker and you give yourself a high five because you did that. But it's small steps. But we need to be committed. We are tempted to want more. Have you ever heard of the word Black Friday? What happens tomorrow? Repent, those of you that know it. There's this company you might have heard, Amazon? Oh, it's good. I want to feed my desires. My wife will say, you know, October, September, what do you want for Christmas? I don't care. Dunkin' cards. I like coffee. Then my mind gets going. I did send my one daughter because she asked a, what's it called? Toyota Grand Highlander in a certain blue color. Probably not going to work, huh? She's going to get me the belt I told her I wanted. Okay, anyways, what happens when we give ourselves over to that? We are never satisfied. But why don't we do that with God? Why don't we do that and say, I want more of you, Lord. I want to know your word. I want to tell people, like, I don't like funerals. Because I don't like to see people in pain. Don't like to see people without Jesus. You don't get to heaven being careful by doing certain things. You get to heaven by committing your life to Jesus Christ. And I don't want to get to heaven and see the things I could have done. I want, and I've pressed on. Don't hold back. You know, one of the things I'm blessed by my brother is, you know, his wife had the leg amputated this summer, and she was in rehab for 2 months. Every day for 12 hours he spent, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. with her. He didn't miss a day. The nurses and the doctors were amazed. And I'm saying, that's kind of good commitment. I talked to him about it. I said, hey, I've been in this business a while. You don't see that. in sickness and in health, he said to me. Are we going to be committed to the Lord like that? I'm sure there's times he sure didn't want to sit around that area for 12 hours. And I'm not lifting up my brother. I'm lifting up something that is rare in the world today, and it's commitment. Look at the divorce rate. Look at this. Look at that. Look at everything. Look at people go from one church to the other, bounce around because they want something bigger and better. Well, you know what I think? Then make it bigger and better. Don't hold back. We don't want God to hold back from us. You know, when your life stinks, oh, you're a prayer warrior. How about when you're standing on top of the world? I read a couple verses yesterday. Enjoy the season, but stay focused on the reason. When Jesus says, believe in God, believe also in me, he is talking complete and total surrender. I remember when I was a very young Christian, I talked to my mother-in-law. She was encouraging me. I said, not like I'm going to be a pastor. I mean, I'm talking about, I'm only weeks old in the Lord. She goes, you don't know that. And as soon as she said it, I knew God said, I want you to listen to that. What is God saying to you? But I'd be afraid. Listen. I was a chubby kid in speech class that was ridiculed by many people. If God can do this with me, he can do it with anybody. Jesus says, look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends. Will you open that door? We need to embrace the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Like I said, this past week, I have seen my need for Jesus. I have prayed, I have hung out with God, and I've just allowed him to minister to me. When I even put this message together, I'm going, Lord, this is really basic and foundational, which is what I am. Good, good, I'm giving this to you. Okay, Lord, I need this. That's why we need to pray. A lot of you could be up here giving this message. I understand that. But are you allowing the Holy Spirit to touch you, to encourage you, and to drag you in to say, Lord, where do I need to humble myself? Where do I need to go deeper? We have the opportunity to be adopted into God's family through Jesus Christ. I want to eat spiritual meat. I was talking to one of my brother's sister-in-laws, and we need to pray for her because she doesn't eat red meat. If you don't eat red meat, you don't get steak. Tell me that's not demonic. You know where I'm going with this? Are you eating spiritual oatmeal? Would God want you to be having a big old Jesus T-bone? We get that way when we are eternally minded. Say, God, I want more. Are you in a home group and maybe you're studying a book of the Bible? Then study that book. Study that book and come ready to teach. We know God when we repent, when we seek forgiveness and we fully surrender. Billy Graham says, faith literally means to give up, surrender, or commit. Faith is complete confidence. Would you guys come up? When we surrender to Jesus, he gives us internal peace. Embrace Christ. Do not hold back. We are made by God for God. Accept your need for Jesus and grow. Would you close in prayer? Now we're going to sing a song. And as we sing this song, don't just sing the song. You know what I liked about that Joy to the World song? How many people did it kind of bug? Because it wasn't how we grew up doing it for 60-some years. But you know what I like about it? It broke through the tradition. Oh, I know what's going to happen next. I thought that was cool. I like new things. And I know, but I see a bunch of gray hairs in the house. You don't like new things. I want new things. Do I like new things? No, but I need Jesus. I don't want Jesus, Dick Beaumont, 1979. I want him now. We're going to sing this song, and Bill's going to close us in prayer. But I'm going to really ask you to concentrate on the words. When you sing, "I need you, Jesus," I want you to mean it. And maybe you're in a place where you don't feel like you need Jesus. That tells me you really do. So ask God, where do I need to be humbled? Where's my pride kicking in? Where am I in control and not you? And just let him know, "I need you, Jesus." Maybe, as we used to do years ago, you want to just come out down front and just surrender to the Lord. We're not going to pray for anybody. That's cool, too. Sometimes it's good to physically show the Lord how much we need him. Amen.
Source of life, and I can't be left behind. No one else will do, and I will take hold of you. Come on, sing that again with me. You are the source of life. I can't be left behind. No one else will do. And I will take hold of you. I need you, Jesus, come to my rescue. Where else can I? I am saved. Capture me with grace. I will follow you. I will follow you. My heart is yours for life. And I need your hand in mine. No one else will do. I put my trust in you. I need you, Jesus. Come to my rescue. Where else can I am saved? Oh, capture me with grace. I need you.
I need you, Jesus.
Come to my rescue. Where else can I go? There's no other name by which I am saved. There's nothing for me. I'll follow
you.
This world has nothing for me.
I will follow you.
This world has nothing for me.
I will follow you.
This world has nothing for me. 'Cause I need you, Jesus, to come to my rescue. Where else can I go? There's no other name by which I am saved. Oh, capture me with grace. I will follow you. This world is nothing for me.
I will follow you.
This world is nothing for me.
I will follow you.
This world has nothing for me.
I will follow you.
This world has nothing for me.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed
yes,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord.
Take these hearts, Lord God. Take our hearts, our minds, our strength, our souls, our bodies. I think of one of the greatest commandments that Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And you shall also love your neighbors as you love yourselves. So today, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come into worship. Hear your word. We thank you, Lord. We commit ourselves to you. Use us in this season, Lord. Give us great ideas and thoughts and plans of things that we can do to be a blessing to the world, maybe even just our neighbor or an enemy or a friend. Let your blessing be upon your people today. Look upon us with your favor. Lift up the light of your countenance upon us, Lord. And give us your peace in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all.